Blog Talk Radio. For nations,
night after Monday night and most nights, hallelujah, even when we open up the broadcast. So, you know, we had gone before and we had been praying and asking the Lord to do some things. And glory be to God, I see that God has answered prayers. Hallelujah. It may not seem to some like answered prayers, but these are answered prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I bless the name of the Lord here, Mother Yule and I, and Brother Mark, while he was here. You know, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, that he is answering prayers. Glory be to God. We thank him tonight because of his goodness and his mercy and his grace to word us, hallelujah, that in spite of what, hallelujah, glory be to God, God, hallelujah, is yet a good God. Hallelujah. He could have ended it all. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He could have came back last night. Hallelujah. But we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, many are not ready yet. Glory be to God. So we're asking God to give them another chance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give many a chance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
yes,
to God. Grant them repentance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. You know, the many nights that we've been praying on the broadcast, I remember God has revealed, hallelujah, a newspaper headline for this nation. It says, a nation in peril. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord revealed and asked me and let me know that, glory to God, that we are being deceived. Hallelujah. That there's deception all over the land. So we begin to pray and, you know, we begin to minister in those areas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank and praise God because truly God is still a good God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank tonight. Are we going to be praying for the nation? We're going to be praying for bereaved families as well. We're going to be praying for the nation. We're going to be praying for the leaders. Hallelujah. The president, the vice president, each and every one of them. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for those congressmen and congresswomen, police officers we pray for here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And, you know, we ask the Lord on this broadcast, hallelujah, to move in that area. And we see God is beginning to move in that area. Hallelujah. And to weed out the bad cops. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So God has a way of doing things. We're in a time, hallelujah, we are living in the last days. These are perilous times. Bible tells us what time it is. Hallelujah. So we have no doubt. Glory be to God. But you know what he said in the book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, the Bible declares, hallelujah, that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached, shall be preached in all the world, to all nations, as a witness. He says, and then the end shall come. So this gospel of the kingdom must be preached. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank God, hallelujah, for all that he has done. We have given God all of the praise. We are yet thanking him. We are yet praising him because the Bible says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. When the angel hears the word of God, the angel takes the word, goes out to perform. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And so we ask God to dispatch his warring angels, dispatch his holy angels. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so many times, you know, we're praying and we're asking God to do things, but we don't know how he's going to do it. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank and praise God tonight. Hallelujah. On this broadcast. Hallelujah. Global Intercessory and PhD Ministry stand, hallelujah, in solidarity, hallelujah, with those that are protesting, hallelujah, a peaceful protest, hallelujah. You know, burning and looting and all of those things is not the answer. The answer is in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, because we cannot legislate love. We cannot legislate hate. We cannot legislate sin. Glory be to God. So when we come to our senses and we come to ourselves, hallelujah, there's still a word that is missing in the world today, hallelujah, and that is love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Bible declares that, you know, love will wax cold. Hallelujah. What we saw right there with the officer, Derek Chauvin, that love waxed cold. Hallelujah. No love in his heart. Hallelujah for that young man. Hallelujah that he would put his knee on his neck on a man who says, I can't breathe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But it just took me all the way back to 1968. Martin Luther King tried his best. And he believed that one day, all of God's children, black children, white children, and that they won't judge us by the content of our, by our skin color, but by the content of our character. Hallelujah. How many times must you march? How many times must you plead? Hallelujah. For your life. How long? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How long must you plead? As if you're begging to be loved. And so tonight, I was saddened by all that I see and all that I heard. Hallelujah. But God is still a good God. I want you to know that. And even in the midst of everything, God is the only one who can turn this thing around.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we turn to Him.
Yes.
If we turn to Him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I am not going to be before long, but I felt like I wanted to come in and pray for the nation and pray for Israel. Israel to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they that love thee shall prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are seeing so many parallels. We're seeing so many things that it's not only a pandemic, but it's a mass exodus, an exodus out of the churches, because the churches are closed, and, you know, they're just beginning to reopen, and we think that the pandemic or whatever that is, coronavirus or whatever that is, they reopened the country and thought that people would begin to be able to go back to work and things like that, and it just doesn't seem that way. But as a nation, the Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nation is being anything but blessed right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the only way to turn that around is through repentance.
Yeah.
The Bible also declares that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory and honor of God the Father. So we thank and praise God for the opportunity to be able to come tonight to say a few things. And it is not to make anyone feel better, because you won't feel better until right being done. As you say, no justice, no peace, but see, peace comes at a price. And peace, they say, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. So we have to be very, very, very mindful, because the peace that the world has to offer is not the peace that God offers. The world can only offer you a pseudo-peace.
Mm-hmm.
It offers you the peace that passes all understanding, that would guard your heart and your mind. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise to God. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, that even around this season of where we were celebrating Shavuot or Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, it took away from, if we were distracted, you know, I hardly heard anything about Pentecost, that Pentecostal experience, that upper room experience that were experienced by about 120 men and women in the upper room, what they were known as the upper room, which is where they had the Passover when Jesus the Christ, before he went to the cross. And so I've hardly heard anything about Pentecost this year, 50 days after Passover. But instead, we had a pandemic during the Passover, and then we had, during the Pentecost, we had a protest that brought everybody out. Hallelujah. The ones that were in came out. So tonight we want to be prayerful, and we want to urge all spiritual leaders to unite. I want to urge you. This is a very critical hour. And so I want to urge you to get together, to unite, and pray, and repent, and ask God, what does he want you to do in this season and in this hour? See, it's a matter of where we are right now. Judgment is in the land, no doubt. Judgment is even on the church, no doubt. So the system is being judged. The world is being judged, as well as the church is being judged. Hallelujah. Whether we like it or not, hallelujah, this is where we are right now. So we might as well come clean with God, hallelujah, and repent.
Amen.
See, it's only repentance that brings revival. Everyone is screaming revival. Everyone is screaming, you know, we want God to step in the midst. But how about we do our part? How about we repent? Truly repent.
Amen.
Truly repent. Ask God. He said, because, you know, if you repent, according to the book of Joel, chapter 2, if you repent, he said, who would tell if God will turn and leave a blessing behind?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wanted to leave a blessing behind. Glory
yes.
to God. We don't need God to be upset with us, because you don't know what it's like. You just don't know what it's like for God to be upset with you.
Amen.
Right now, he's pleased with this nation. He's not pleased with our actions. I know you might not want to hear this, but he's definitely not pleased. All things are pointing to judgment. All things are just pointing to repentance. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ and the cousin of Jesus Christ, you know, he said in the book of, I believe it's Matthew chapter 3. Hallelujah. And he tells us, glory to God, to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. And that is still the message today. To repent. He came preaching in those days, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Repent. And that is the message today. And that should be the message from here and on. All of the churches and different denominations God never created. And so we are in the midst of everything. God is shining the spotlight on truth. And he's bringing the truth to life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so the truth will emerge. There's nothing you can do with truth. You see, you can kill truth and you can bury truth, but it won't stay buried. Truth will rise up. Hallelujah. If you kill it and you bury it over there, it will rise up over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so truth is rising up in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things are being exposed for what they really are and who they really are. So here we are at this juncture. Repent. That is the message. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. And so tonight we're going to pray. Hallelujah, as we normally do here. And I have seen many answered prayers. We have seen answered prayers on this broadcast. Hallelujah. And so we thank God tonight, and we too, hallelujah, we will repent. Or did we repent on this broadcast? All the time. We have to. Hallelujah. It is a must in our lives. When you go to bed, repent. You get up in the morning, repent. Always make sure that we are in right standing. Hallelujah. The word of God says that not one jot nor tittle will pass away from his word. Not one jot. Glory to God. So in all of the protesting and all of our emotions and our pain, because when it's then the smoke is clear. We will see people who they really are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man needs a heart change. And so we cannot legislate a heart change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no way that you can. You cannot legislate demons. Can't do that either. Hallelujah. Love is of God, and God is of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just have to learn
yes.
to love one another as
mm-hmm.
he has loved us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. I know a whole lot of us, we get into a black and white issue, but that's not the issue now.
That's right.
That's not the issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
Issue right now is to bring chaos in order to bring in their new agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to certainly know and understand what time it is and what time we're living in and
yes.
the system that we're in now.
Yes.
Lord to God. The things on the horizon. And so what you're seeing is prophecy is being unfolded. Prophecy is unfolding before our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very prophetic year. It's a very prophetic year, Mother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A very prophetic year, 2020.
Yes.
I mean, part of a lot of things. It's a new decade, new season. Hallelujah. And God is certainly speaking, but no one is hearing.
Amen. Yes.
People are trying to do what they want to do. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof mm-hmm. is death.
Yes.
And so tonight, as I said, we want to pray. I'm not going to be all spiritual on you. I'm just saying to you, hallelujah, what I am sensing in my spirit is happening. There is something going on. Hallelujah. At all of this, at the underlying current, there is something that is going on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something that's going on in the heavens.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Rabba, Shekhar, Rabba, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to play a little song right now. I see that they're coming up with a group of protesters being arrested one by one in Minnesota. And I see that there are protesters there and outside of the White House, too, that are being, let me see here, glory to God. I like, you know, even with the up-to-the-minute news here, hallelujah. I want to be sure that it is today's news and not yesterday's news. This is 27 minutes ago. You can see a Guyana flag there. Let me see here. Yes, I do. I see a Guyana flag. Peaceful protesters dispersed with tear gas outside the White House. And this is U.S. News 27 minutes ago. And there is, according to the witness on the media, the scene, police in Washington, D.C. fired tear gas and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters outside the White House to disperse them before President Trump walked across the street to St. John's Church for a photo. Okay, so this had to have happened, let me see here. It says 27 minutes ago, so I'm looking at this. Then it says now this, heavily armed federal officers 2 hours ago, it looks like, fired gas canisters into a non-violent crowd outside the White House. This was a peaceful protest. CNN analyst Jackie Kuchnick wrote, and they are using tear gas in the United States in front of the White House. So I'm just sort of looking at the news here a bit, and these are all like 2 hours ago, and this is 6:48 p.m., so this is 2 hours ago this happened. And glory to God. So now here's the moment where they fired the tear gas into the crowd of peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park just minutes before Trump's address in the Rose Garden. And so these things that we're looking at is very disturbing, very, very disturbing. And one says here, Gareth Hake says, I'm absolutely baffled by the U.S. Park Police and Secret Service right now. It says maybe 200 protesters were sitting on 8th Street in front of Lafayette Park, and police just formed a line in the park in full riot gear, provocative and totally unnecessary, is one reporter. And so it's a lot of things that are going on. This one's 3 hours ago. I mean, it is just amazing, amazing how things are getting out of hand quickly, quickly. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we need God in the midst of this situation. We really, really do. We need God to step in now.
Amen.
Really need God to step in. I mean, he's showing us, he's revealing to us what is going on. I don't know if, you know, they are seeing it the way it is, but God is revealing the hearts of men.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's revealing to us. Hallelujah. And I see that my pastor here says, by the order of the sheriff, there's a curfew in effect beginning at 10 p.m. this evening. That was Sunday, May 31st, until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, Monday, June 1st, 2020. It declares a local state of emergency. Past 2 days in Central Florida, there's been incidents of rioting and civil unrest, felonious activity, and aggravated assault upon law enforcement officers. Whereas this afternoon, which was yesterday, May 31st, and approximately at 2 p.m., serious incidents have occurred in Lakeland and are ongoing as of the time of declaring this local state of emergency, including threats of injury to civilians, aggravated assault and or battery to civilians, and aggravated assault on law enforcement officers. Thus far, participants are not dispersing as ordered by the law enforcement officers, and the activity is ongoing. So, that was my pastor declaring that on yesterday. And so we're just looking at things all over that are happening all over the world. And so we want to be very, very mindful. Even Mother, when you're going out.
Yes.
You know, these things have been coming. I've told people many years ago. And
yes.
These are the things you see happening in the nation, and to be prepared. And to have things available in their homes, extra can openers for everything, extra toilet paper, extra paper towels, extra garbage bags. I told everybody many years ago and still continue to tell them. And that was of no avail until coronavirus came. And yet now this is another situation. So in moving from one situation to the next, hallelujah, from one situation to the next.
Amen.
And so I want you to be very, very mindful, hallelujah, how you go out there.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I will.
Mm. All of this going on, there was a press conference today with Stephen Jackson and Jamie Foxx. And the Minnesota authorities said the police officer who knelt on George has been arrested. So there are a lot of things that was since Friday. That was Friday's news. And so there's a lot of things that are in the news that we ought to be concerned about, but we are also to be very careful. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are to be very, very prayerful. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
to your name.
Yes.
Oh,
you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You know, in the midst of all of that, we had the passing of Little Richard. And due to the virus, you didn't hear much on the news about it and so on. God is in control, still in the midst.
Yes. Yes, he is.
In control. Hallelujah.
He is. Yes, he is. Control of everything.
Now, prayer still works. By Vanessa Bell Armstrong. I don't have any rights to the song. Absolutely no rights to the song, but I would like to play a little bit of it, get us started tonight. Glory to God. We were on Zoom last night, and it turned out really, really well. We had us a wonderful time. So here we go. Prayer still works, y'all. So we want to do that tonight.
Amen.
Humble ourselves before God.
Pick up your pace and don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring you right out. If you know how to play the situation now.
Man.
Hey, no, of y'all came here with some problems and some situation, maybe some baggage. But I'm here to tell you the good news, huh? If you know how to pray, God's going to turn that thing around now, huh? If you learn how to pray, listen, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the devil says. All you got to do is get down on your knees and say, pray, stay away.
Spirit of fear,
for the power of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. I decree and declare that according to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, hallelujah, that I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. And as I put on the whole armor of God, as we put on the whole armor of God, hallelujah,
yes.
We should be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory
yes,
to God. I decree and declare tonight that according to Psalm 37 and verse 23, that my steps are ordered every day by the Lord. Hallelujah. This Bible declares that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. I decree and declare tonight that according to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, hallelujah, that the Lord renews my strength. I mount up with wings as eagles. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. I declare tonight that according to the word of God in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, that I decree and declare the favor of God, that if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I decree and declare tonight, according to 1 John and verse chapter 4 and verse 4, I decree and declare that greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, tonight, hallelujah, we come to worship the Lord. We come to tell him thank you. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he's good and his mercy endures forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord tonight. They don't take your filthy hands off my throat right now. I believe the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tide, God, the blood. By faith, I believe, hallelujah, that the blood still works. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name tonight. The Bible declares, oh, come, let us bow down before the Lord God, our Maker, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, because we know that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Oh, so we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We pray, we ask you, Lord, to attend unto our cry tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hear our cry tonight, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless your wonderful name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you've been nothing but good to us, Father. And so tonight as we come, before we even ascend unto the throne of grace, our God, whereby you say we will obtain grace, help in the time of need. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your renewed mercies every day. Oh, glory to God. God, we just want to bless you tonight. God, we just want to say thank you tonight. We come with humbleness of heart tonight. Oh, God, we just come, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the spirit of humility. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, God, as we come, Father, we come asking, oh, God, individually and collectively. Oh, Father, we ask for your forgiveness tonight. Oh, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to forgive me anything that I've done or said in your sight. Even up until this present moment, Father, I ask for your forgiveness now. Oh, Abba, I come crying to you, God. Oh, God, there's no other God like you. Oh, God, nobody like you, God. Oh, God, you said, whom will you liken me to? Oh, God, there's no one that can do what you do, God. Ah, yes, God, we just want to say thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for forgiving us, Father. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus the Christ, the blood that has never lost its power, that still has the power to save, set free, and deliver. Oh, God, we thank you tonight as we come crying out to you, Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, you said in your word, Father, bless the Lord, ye his angels, excellent strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the his word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, Father, Father, we ask you, oh, God, that you would grant us repentance, oh, Lord. Oh, God, that you would grant different ones repentance, oh, Father. Grant this nation repentance, oh, God. Oh, God, you said, bless this nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. We ask you, Lord God, to look on, oh, God, this situation. Oh, Father, we come, oh, God. First of all, we lift up the bereaved families, oh, God. We lift up the bereaved families of George Floyd. God, we ask you, oh, God, to touch that mother, touch that father, touch that brother, touch that sister, oh, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would strengthen them in this hour. Oh, God, that you would give them strategy, oh, God. Oh, God, in the midst of everything, Father, give them the time, oh, God, that is needed for them to grieve. Oh, God, as this nation grieves, God, oh, God, we're asking you, oh, God, to have mercy. Have more mercy tonight, God. More mercy we're crying out for, oh, God. Have mercy upon us, oh, God. God, we have done wrong in your sight, God, in this nation. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God. God, I pray, oh, God, that men, oh, God, everywhere, boys and girls, oh, God. Oh, God, would take the time to stop, God. Not just to kneel, oh, God, but, oh, God, to cry out to you, Father, to repent, oh, God, of our sins, oh, God. Oh, God, sins of omission and sins of commission tonight. God, we ask you, oh, God, to forgive. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, some don't know and some know, God. Some are ignorant, oh, God, of your word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, oh, God, to give them another chance. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, you said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and a people you have chosen for your own inheritance. Oh, Father, we come, oh, God, asking you, Lord God, oh, God, that you would touch this nation once again. Oh, God, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of the people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever the protests are, oh, God, we speak peace, oh, God, the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that would guard their hearts and their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come asking you, Lord God, oh, God, for this president, oh, God, as we lift him up before you, God, we're asking you, oh, God, that you would touch his heart and his mind, God. Touch his mind tonight, God. Give him a visitation, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you cover him. Father, we ask you, oh, God, you station your holy angels in charge. God, we ask you, oh, God, that you would touch his heart, oh, God, in a way. Oh, God, that you would cry out to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for his wife and his family. Father, we pray, oh, God, that you would watch over them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would come clean and repent, oh, God. Oh, God, that every soul in this nation, oh, God, would repent, oh, God, of our sins. Oh, Father, we have not done well before you, God. And so we're asking, we're asking you tonight to have mercy. God, this situation has been overboiling. Oh, God, this situation from years, oh, God, that have been boiling in the hearts of the people, Father.
Yes.
God, we ask you, oh, God, to tenderize their hearts.
Yes,
tenderize
Lord.
Their hearts, God.
Yes.
Word. Tenderize their hearts, oh, God, to receive what you have to say, God. Tenderize their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, to repent, oh, God, in this season, Father. Oh, God, that at your coming, Lord God, oh, God, that we were here, oh, God, as we stand before you, we were here, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Father, we ask you, oh, God, to touch the vice president. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cover him and cover his family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, my knees are so hot, oh, God. My knees are heated, oh, God. Oh, God, knees are being healed tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I ask you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you would touch the hearts of those, the congressmen and the congresswomen. Oh, God, I bring them all before you tonight. Ah, God, I feel the fire of God under my knees, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, touch their hearts and their minds to do what is right by the people, God. It's the people that put them there, God, and their constituencies, oh, God. And so I'm asking you, Lord God, to trouble their hearts, oh, God, trouble them in their conscience, oh, God, to do what is right by the people, Father. Many are losing their homes. Many, Father God, are without jobs. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, God. Have more mercy, oh, God. Have more mercy, O Lord. Stretch your hand of mercy out over this nation, God, as we're crying out to you tonight, Father. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch those in the House. Oh, God, those in the Senate, oh, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let them rest until they do what is right, God. Oh, God, even the Supreme Court judges, oh, God. We come before you tonight as we bring the 9 justices of the Supreme Court. And we ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would touch their hearts to do what is right in this nation, God. Oh God, that the antiquated laws, oh God, would be wiped off the books, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bow before you, God. And I ask you, oh God, to extend your hand of mercy in this nation and nations around the world, God. Oh, God, where all black people are being mistreated, God. Oh, God, where they're asked to do things that are unethical, oh, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead for them tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray for those that are oppressed. Oh, God, tonight, I bind the spirit of oppression and depression. I rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and it's bind that is bound there in the pits of hell and reserved for the day of judgment. Oh, God, it is bound in heaven. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bind the spirit of racism, the spirit of hatred. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I bind, rebuke, and send them back to the pits of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, it is bound there. And it is bound in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bind the spirit of racism. It is in the pit of hell. It is reserved there. Reserve them until the day of judgment. Father, we thank you now. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, in this nation that many would repent. Oh, God, we pray for those, oh, God, in the church, Father. We pray, oh, God, for the pastors, oh, God. Oh, God, who may have it tough, Father. We pray, oh, God, that you would provide for them. We pray, Lord God, that many of them would repent to, Father. We pray for those apostles and pastors and teachers and those evangelists, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that they too would repent, Father. We pray, oh God, that the prophets, oh God, who've been prophesying, God, we pray that they too would repent, oh God, and come clean to you, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, it's not about us, God, but it's all about you. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh God, to have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Oh God, let them weep between the porch and the altars once more. Oh God, that we'll cry out for souls to be saved, oh God. Oh, God, that they will be concerned about themselves, oh, God, but be concerned about the souls of men. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for children everywhere. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, as they're about to open up the schools. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would cover children everywhere, all around the world. Oh, God, all around this nation, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus all over this nation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you would give children a chance and an opportunity, oh, God, to grow up free and to get to know you, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those parents, oh God, who have it difficult in this season. Father, I pray that you would provide for them, that they would look to you, the author and finisher of their faith. Father, I pray, oh God, that you would, oh God, bless those, oh God, oh Father, those in the different parts of this nation, Father, who are desiring, oh God, to live righteous and to do what is right in your sight. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would favor them, God, and you would bless them, oh God. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that they would raise their children up in the fear and the nurture of the Lord, oh God. Oh God, I pray for even a reformation, oh God, in the churches, in the body of Christ, oh God. Oh God, that truth be told, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that the ones that you've chosen, the ones that you've called, oh God, that you would strengthen them, oh God, to stand boldly and speak the truth, oh God, the power. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh God, in this hour. Oh God, you said in your word, Father God, that there would be a famine for the hearing of the word of God. And so we ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that they would hear, oh God. Oh God, massage their hearts, oh God, to receive the word of God. Massage their hearts, oh God. Anoint out their understanding, oh God, that they would receive and understand the word of God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen your ministers, oh God, as you say they are a flaming fire. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, oh God, I pray that you would station your holy angels in charge of them. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, what you've done in the past, oh God, surely you're the same God, and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you breathe upon this nation, oh God. Oh God, oh God, I ask, oh God, that you would touch the hearts of those, oh God, that are holding things on the inside, oh God, that they would soon repent, oh God, and that this nation would be called to repentance, oh God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would not let them rest, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will miss you, oh God. Oh God, in this hour, oh God, I cry out tonight, God. For those that don't know you in the part of their sins, God, I ask you, Lord God, that you will go on in and save, oh God. Save before it's too late, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, oh God, that even in the churches, Father God, that it would teach, oh God, your people. You said in your word, Father, that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so, Father God, they have rejected your knowledge, oh God. They have rejected the truth, oh God. Oh God, they've turned, oh God, to different things, Father. They've turned, oh God, from the church to a center. They've turned, oh God. Oh God, from the things of God, oh God, to the things of this world. Oh God, they've turned to the church. The world has crept into the church, God. But oh God, I'm asking, oh God, we're asking you tonight to move in a miraculous way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Father, I pray for those children that are being trafficked. I pray for those, Lord God, that are trafficking young people and sending them off to different places, and they're hiding in different places, and they're being slaughtered, oh, God. And oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we would overturn the plans of the enemy tonight. Oh, God, that you would stop the way against Satan tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they let the blood of Jesus prevail over this nation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are able, oh, God, to dispatch your warring angels. Ah, God, you are able, oh, God, ah, God, you're able, oh, God. You're the only one, oh, God, that we can look to in this hour. You're the only one, oh, God, that can fix this. You're the only one, God. God, we can't do nothing without you, God. Oh, God, I don't care how they legislate, oh, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come crying out to you tonight. Oh, God, hear our cry tonight, oh, God. Hear my cry tonight for the people, oh, God. Oh, turn it around, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, the people have endured. The people have endured. The people have endured much. Oh, yes, God. 400 years, oh, God, they've endured. 400 years they've been told that they're not good. They're only a piece, oh God, of humanity. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray tonight. Oh, God, for that little girl who has been stabbed by that white woman, God. Oh, God, we come asking you tonight for justice. Let justice roll down as a mighty stream in this nation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we only ask you, Lord God, oh, God, to touch the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send the fire, oh God. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh God, baptize your people in the fire of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we come, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would saturate your people with the anointing, oh God. Anoint them afresh, oh God. Oh God, give the strength in them afresh, oh God. Oh, Yandarabo, take it above our Siko. Rabo, Sanda, O Shatta. Yes, God. Oh, God, you're well able. You are well able. You're well able, oh, God. Oh, God, we are more than conquerors. Yes, God. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God. Oh, God, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem tonight. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would cover them in their homes and cover their borders. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, that you cover the Gaza Strip. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you cover their hospitals and their bomb shelters, God. Oh, God, there are people, oh, God, who have been mistreated as well, God. But, oh, God, we cry out for them too, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we forgive them too, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that they will accept you, oh, God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Father, we pray that many will become born again by the water and by the Spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, touch the hearts of the rabbis there. Touch the hearts of the people there. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray for their children, too, Father, that they would not be harmed, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would cover them in their homes, in their dwellings, oh, God. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, oh, God, that you would move in a miraculous way and in a mighty way. Oh, God, as you shake the nations, God, have mercy. As you shake the nations, God, have mercy. Have more mercy, oh, God. More mercy we plead for tonight. Have more mercy upon me. Have more mercy upon me. Have more mercy upon my children and grandchildren. More mercy, oh, God, I plead tonight. More mercy, oh, God, I cry out for tonight. Thank you for your divine protection, oh God, over our lives. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We pray for all those that are protesting out there. We pray for all the bereaved families, Father, the family of Aubrey, Father. We pray tonight, oh God, that that mother and father, oh God, that you would touch their hearts and their minds. Father, we pray even for the gentleman that they put in jail, oh God. Oh, God, for taking the photographs, oh, God. Oh, God, yes. The scene. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for all those who have come forward and spoke the truth, God. We pray for their divine protection, oh, God, in the mighty yes. name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts and their minds. We pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that justice will return, God. You are enough, God. Oh, hallelujah. Let justice. Give it to whom right it is, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, for those in Africa tonight. Oh God, those that are going through, those without food, those without clothing, those that do not have, oh God, we pray for the poor there. Father, you lift them all up before you right now, Father God. We ask that you would provide for them, God. Oh, Father, not just the gospel, but the God that they need. Over there, like here in God, we pray, oh God, for Apostle Israel, oh God, and so far that we lift him up before you tonight. So we ask you, Lord God, to give us favor, oh God, favor with you and favor with man, protect us everywhere he goes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, of Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray, oh God, on earth, divine protection for him. But we pray, Lord God, that you would give him favor, oh God.
faithful to Jesus. Oh God, that you would give us the faithful God with those, oh God, that be a blessing to him as well. Oh God, I thank you right now. I thank you for blessing him spiritually and financially. I thank you, Lord God, for making his way through the season in the way. I thank you for building his faith for the Lord. Oh God, bless you tonight. We ask you, Lord God, that you will cover his marriage and cover his family and Father, that you would save the wrong things, loved ones. Mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would get a good report from the gift. Father, that you would thank you now. We ask, Lord God, that you would overextend to him. Oh God, there are things that are needed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is one of those pastors that are on the hands of bishops and apostles. Father, we pray, oh God, for the divine protection. We pray, oh God, for those children, Father God, that are standing in need of food and clothing and water and God, that you will lead him to the ministry that you have given him, Father.
Yes. But I can't have.
All right. Okay. I closed off.
All right. I have. All right, then. Check with you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining me.
Uh-huh.
God bless you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Night-night.
Night-night.
Mm-hmm.